概就可以让我们知道主耶稣应该是什么时候降生。
We know that the birth of our Lord Jesus.
所以如果我们仔细的去查天文的日历的话，
And if we were to look into the astronomy calendar,
有三个可能看这个几个博士看见那个星。
There are three possibilities that when this wise man saw the star.
那一个可能就是彗星，他们看到了彗星。
They first of all is that they may have seen the comet.
那还有一个可能就是所谓 supernova， 就是有一种星球的爆炸，很亮很亮的。
And that is the other one is the possibility of the phenomena of a star that has exploded.
好像大地震一样，你这个忽然亮了好久好久。
And that explosion in the universe can last for many many years.
然后就慢慢的就安静下来。
And then it will subside.
但那个大的爆炸里面又有后来又爆炸，就好像余震一样。
And we know that there will be a remnant explosion.
所以很可能主耶稣门徒们这个几个博士看见那个大的爆炸。
Perhaps this wise man had witnessed this great explosion.
那就那颗星。
And that they can see
the star. 然后过了一段时间又来一次。
Then later on,
大概一年以后又来一次。
The subsequent explosion, they were able to see the reappearance of the star.
在天文学里面很清楚，这是可能是这样子的。
The astronomy is something.
那么这个叫做 supernova。这是第二个可能。
This is the second possibility.
第三个可能是两个行星走得很近。
There will be two stars who are moving too close to one another.
那么几乎根本重叠的。
They as if they are aligned with one another.
所以两颗星呢就变成非常非常亮。
And so it was extremely bright.
那么果然没有错，就在公元前一年一直到公元前七年。
So before that is at 1 BC right up to 7 AD.
你看见这三个可能都存在的。
These three possibilities existed.
根据 Kepler 的计算，就在公元前七年的时候，有三次，一年有三次，那个两颗星靠得非常非常的近。
At 7 BC at that time, there were occasions that they found occasions that there are two stars. They are all aligned.
那么如果讲到彗星的话
if you talk about the cosmos,
那么公元前四年有一次，公元前五年有一次。
4 BC once happened in 4 BC, again it appeared in 5 BC.
那如果你看有两颗星挤在一起的话，
And you will see that if there are two stars, they are all aligned.
那么最清楚的就是公元前两年6月17号年有两颗行星几乎重叠在一起。
And that is the 2 BC, they were all aligned, into one line.
Overlap.
Overlap, they overlap.
然后过了一年又一次的。
And then after 2 years, that phenomena reappeared.
如果你查天文的月历的话，
you will to refer to the astronomical calendar.
刚好是公元前一年到七年之间。
And that happens during the period of 1 BC right up to the 7 AD.
所以如果有星要出雅各，
And so if there are stars that will come out from Jacob,
那就是我们的主那个时候降生。
And that refers to the birth of our Lord Jesus.
如果你用电脑的资料算一算，天文电脑资料算一算的话，
If you use the computer software, astronomical software,
你看刚刚好又是挤在那一段时间。
And we know that all these things happened during this period of time.
最后有一个很重要的证明。
And lastly, there is a very important proof.
因为当主耶稣降生以后，
After the birth of our Lord Jesus,
根据马太福音的家谱，
According to the genealogy of Matthew,
你可以知道说他是犹大支派的，他坐在大卫宝座上。
He comes from the tribe of David, and he is seated on the throne.
但是不要忘记，
Let us not forget,
犹太人的家谱都是放在圣殿里面。
We know the genealogy, the record, the genealogy are all placed in the temple.
他又把瓦器封起来的。
And that they have things to actually seal it up.
到了主后七十年的时候。
After 70 AD,
罗马兵丁围困耶路撒冷城。
And when the Romans besieged the city of Jerusalem,
把整个圣殿烧了。
And they have burned the entire temple.
一块石头不留在一块
石头。There was no stone that will lay on top of the other.
从那个时候开始，
From that time onward,
你找不到这些家谱。
You can't trace the genealogy.
所以如果弥赛亚要出现的话，
And so if the appearance of the Messiah,
他必须在主前70年以前出现。
So it must, that the Messiah must appear before 70 AD.
一过了70年以后，
After 70 AD,
你怎么证明他是弥赛亚？
How are you going to prove that he is the Messiah?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
现在你很清楚。
And so we are very clear now.
我们的主耶稣被锁定在第一个世纪。
And so our Lord Jesus has been locked into the space of the first century.
从公元前七年，
from 7 BC,
一直到公元后七十年，
after 70 AD，
大概就在这一段时间里面。
It is encompassed within this period。
主耶稣降生。
The birth of Jesus。
主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
That he has crucified for us。
为我们从死里复活。
That he has risen from the dead。
为我们升天。
That he has ascended into heaven。
那弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters。
这个就是在四福音书里面。
This is all recorded。
你看你里面所有发生的故事。
Whatever incidents that transpired。
都是在那一段的时间。
It all occurred during this period。
所以我们可以说这是弥赛亚的日子。
We can refer that。To the period of Messiah，
或者说道成肉身。
That we can simply say that the Word became flesh。
好，我想我们今天就说到这里。
Tonight we'll stop here。
那么我们大家就有一个概念，我们知道说道成肉身，神怎么把我们的主就锁在那一段的时间。
And this is the Word became flesh. How God has locked our Lord Jesus in this particular space and time。
好，明天我们晚上再继续。
Tomorrow we'll continue。
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在恩待我们。
You are truly gracious to us.
所以我们把今天晚上所交通的在交在你的手里。
And whatever we have shared this evening, we commit them into your hands.
但愿这是一个新的，但愿这是一个好的开始。
We pray that it will be a good beginning.
我们仰望你，明天晚上再带我们回来。
We look to you that tomorrow night you bring us back.
但愿这个周末你给我们一个胃口。
This weekend, you will give us a hunger.
让我们渴慕你的话。
That we will be thirst for your word.
我们看见你的话语是何等的奇妙。
We know that how wonderful your words are.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
Honor and glory be unto you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear this our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' glorious name.
Amen.